Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Tuesday. When is the last time you felt overwhelmed in life, simply not knowing which direction to go, what path to take, what options to try? Or maybe you felt you were at a dead end in the road and there were no options at all before you. Come with me. There's a group of people gathered together and they feel just like that. Let's watch as they find their way out of the gloom. We find their story in the Bible, Acts chapter 1. These are all friends of Jesus. Most of them have just returned to Jerusalem from over there, the hills just across the Kidron Valley called the Mount of Olives. They are stunned, several of them speechless. They have a look on their faces like they've experienced something supernatural, something they're struggling to process, to make sense of, even to believe. Some are talking in little groups, some just staring out the windows, some actually going over to the windows to look up at the sky from time to time. Once in a while, someone starts a song and others join in. Sometimes it's quiet for a long time, and you can just hear people praying softly. This was not a planned meeting. It's not a church service in a home. This is a spontaneous gathering of Jesus friends and followers coming together to try and figure out what's next. Many of them have just witnessed something never before seen anywhere in the world, in any generation, by anyone. A man standing and talking with friends began elevating slowly into the air, then up into the sky, then soon he disappeared into the clouds. And then suddenly two angels appeared to explain that Jesus had left permanently and returned home to heaven, the same heaven where God is and where Jesus had been before he came to earth, born in a stable in Bethlehem. His entire life was confusing to most people. He never sinned. He spoke God's truth with remarkable patience and compassion and kindness. He explained God's kingdom, God's hope for humanity. He explained how sin separates us from God, but that he, Jesus, had come to pay the full sin price so any person could be forgiven by God, reconciled back to God in relationship, and live both here and now on earth and later for all of eternity in heaven with a glorious relationship with God as their Heavenly Father. It was beyond good news. It was so amazing most people didn't believe it, and they turned away. But not these in this Jerusalem house. These believed. These wanted to live it to the fullest, as Jesus had promised could be their experience. But Jesus was gone now, and they should not expect to see him again. So, what now? How do they go on? What do these who have been with Jesus every day for many months, what do they do now? The emotions were nearly overwhelming. Loss. Oh, the loss of the absence of Jesus, and oh, to think they would never see him again this side of heaven. Oh, the painful reality of separation. And oh, the loss of leadership. Jesus was their leader. They went where he wanted to go every day. He led, they followed. But now, who would lead? Where would they go? Why? Jesus gave them purpose. Now, what purpose did any of them have? Peter hated listless, purposeless living. So Peter stood to his feet. It seemed to him at least they could choose a replacement for Judas, so the team would be a full team again. Not sure what the team would do, or where they would go, or who would lead, but at least they'd be 12 again. In the absence of clarity and purpose, the others agreed, even if reluctantly. So a replacement was chosen. Matthias? Strange how we never really hear any more about him after that day, but at least they're 12 again. But no one has any answers as to what's next. Luke tells us some of Jesus' family was there with them all. Luke writes, they all joined together constantly in prayer along with the women and Mary and his brothers, Acts 1:14. Yes, Mary had other children after her firstborn, Jesus. Four boys, Mark names them, James, Joseph, Jude, and Simon, and some girls, too, Mark chapter 6, verse 3. None of them had believed before, but the resurrection changed that. James was so convinced, he actually became a leader of the large group of people and later wrote a little book which bears his name in our New Testament. Jude did the same. Jude's little book is only one chapter long, but very powerful. Mary finally had a little peace in her family, with at least some of her sons at her side, no longer sarcastic, now believers. For 10 days they were together, sometimes more than 100 of them, sharing stories, praying, waiting. Jesus had told them to wait. Don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and at the ends of the earth. Acts 1:4-8. And so they waited, and they shared his story, and they prayed, and not one of them had any idea what was about to happen. As they waited, Jerusalem was filling with people, thousands of people. 50 days after Passover was the next important Jewish festival, Pentecost. Tomorrow, we'll look at that world-changing, life-transforming power experience these 120 people had when the Holy Spirit of God came upon them in power, just as Jesus had promised. For today, let's just sit among them. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Go ahead, walk around the room, eavesdrop on the conversation. There's Mary Magdalene over there, and Mary, his mother, over there with her boys. There's Peter, Andrew, James, and John. You'll almost always find them together. Over there, Philip and Nathaniel, with Thomas and Matthew. Just make yourself at home, friends. Join the conversations. Tell them about your relationship with Jesus. Of course, you know about what happened at Pentecost. Please don't tell them. Let's let it be a surprise. But join in the strange feeling of loving Jesus, but nearly overwhelmed by his absence and not knowing what to do next. Here's a new song I found that I think will help you. And while you're roaming around the room, listen for what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you.